singing it.
Podcast.
The topic of this episode, minisode, whatever you want to call it, is winter in comics. How often you see winter in comics, specifically in climates where you should see it probably at least a quarter of the year.
Considering, like, most of the...
Yeah, I would say at least a third of them are happening in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's always New York City.
At least.
This is the big place, and then...
You occasionally have a couple of issues every now and then... When, like, Spider-Man has, like, you know, it's like,
I got my thermals out.
Yeah, I got my thermal ones, or he's, like, got a toque and some scarf on top of his costume.
You don't look slightly chubbier, Spider-Man. I don't know what's up.
Yeah. He's got magic Fantastic Four technology that makes him not cold.
Oh, it's...
But how often in Spider-Man comics is it not clearly the middle of summer? I would say rarely.
I would say once every 3 years, maybe?
Yeah, and very briefly. Like, we're talking, like, an issue, maybe two.
And often it's specifically a story that's like, I want to have this and this lends to it, it's a holiday one, and suddenly everyone's wearing Santa hats and it's snowing for 5 minutes.
You have to fight multiple Santa.
The holiday special is a proud tradition, but
so yeah. While I was kind of preparing for this one, I was like, what comics stand out to me as having winter in them? And I was like, oh, you know what? I can remember a couple of Spider-Man ones.
Yeah.
Really? Like, and it's like, how long have I been reading Spider-Man or reading whatever, how many comics? And I can only remember a handful.
Right.
Really, I narrowed it down to one story that was like, this is the one that stands out to me that's, it's one character, really, and one story in particular, but it's
Multiple Santa, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's Logan, and he's usually naked running through the snow, or half naked,
as you do.
Yeah. I'm like, why is it always Wolverine that's just running around in the snow all the time?
Because he's a Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. So I started making a list, and one of the lists was...
So
there's a couple of Spidey issues. Alpha Flight. Of course, Alpha Flight takes...
I'm curious as to see how, like, what the percentage is on Alpha Flight books that take place in winter.
Yeah.
It should be half.
Yeah, it's probably
it's like
half.
That
it's got to be half.
Or whatever.
Or it should be.
Whatever.
Except for that that volume where they were just situated in BC.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or whenever a character visits
They're pretty smug about it, too, if you ask me.
It's just really gloomy here. Also, bears.
Yeah.
So the one that stood out to me was X-Men 205. It was called Wounded Wolf, written by Chris Claremont and drawn by Barry Windsor Smith. And it's one of the most beautiful drawn comics. I love the cover. And if you remember, it's Wolverine on his back, and it's kind of a reddish-tinged cover, and he's got like all... Like, he's half-naked, written on his back, like getting all the wires in him and stuff, and he's getting experimented
on,
kind of thing, and he's, like, screaming, but it's, like, in Barry Windsor style. Like, I love his drawings. But it's basically, it's him, he's had the crap kicked out of him. This is back when, like, he had a healing factor, but it didn't, like, spontaneously...
It wasn't God mode?
Yeah. It wasn't, like, 10 minutes later, I'm fine. It was, like, I need a week.
He sat and rested, so it's like a modern video game.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a skeleton 5 minutes ago, and now I'm okay.
He was, like, on death's door.
Yeah.
And he's being hunted by Lady Deathstrike and the Reavers.
Right.
And I can't recall how it leads up to this, but he's stumbling through the snow and runs into Katie Powers from Power Pack.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic story because he's like in total, I have no idea what's going on, berserker kind of animal mode because he's just, that crap kicked out of him. And he's like bleeding and he's got cuts all over the place. And she starts kind of taking care of him. And it's like the two of them, like the innocence and the non-innocent kind of thing, but they're trying to battle Lady Deathstrike. And it makes for a fantastic story. And it's so beautifully drawn that it's gorgeous. But that, and it's all in the snow. And it's all done in this huge blizzard. And that's the one that sticks in my head. Is I'm like, oh, that was Marvel in winter back in 1985.
Yeah, well,
that's been about it.
It's funny because like doing stuff in winter, there's such a stylistic quality to it. It's just, you know, you can do really good black and white stuff, and it's like this looks amazing. Like I can't remember, it was a Sin City book.
I was just gonna say, is it Sin City?
It was fighting a bunch of guys, and it was just, it looked really, really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the perfect way to do some very high contrast negative space kind of kind of very striking imagery, and you don't see it that often.
Yeah, I guess there's been a few.
I mean, we've all read a few stories just like, hey, this story's clearly in the middle of like December or something, but it seems like the issue prior to that was like in August,
right?
Yeah. And then the issue after that was in late May.
Like there was one. It was like Volume 1 Mirage Ninja Turtles book.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to bring up Ninja Turtles again, but I really like them.
Well, it's a good thing we're not going to be talking about them anytime soon.
Phew! But it was, I can't remember most of it, but it was like someone had stolen a plastic cow or like a golden cow or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, was it the Michelangelo Christmas special?
No, it wasn't the Michelangelo
Christmas special. Oh, it wasn't like
It wasn't a Christmas one, which is the why I bring it up, because, you know, Christmas specials, it has to be winter.
Yes.
But unless you go to Hawaii. Hey, Hawaii for Christmas.
As you should do at Christmas.
But that's the only, and I can't remember what issue it was. I know it was pre-City at War. So okay. It was when they were, you know, up by the farm.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there's a few in that storyline that take place around winter.
It's so
just
weird.
Because
there was, and actually right before they went to the farm, the Leonardo one shot.
That's right.
That was in winter.
Yeah,
he was.
Well, they were decorating the tree.
Exactly, they were decorating the Christmas tree, and played against Leonardo fighting for his life against the Foot Clan and the revived Shredder, and in the middle of like a snowstorm basically, and it was the issue afterwards, and it was still winter, and he was trying to recover hunting deer or something in the woods in Northampton, so yeah.
Wasn't there another one where they were in feudal Japan during that?
That was also winter. That
I was
crazy,
just
going to
say, isn't
that crazy two-issue thing. Yeah.
So Ninja Turtles does a good job with this, apparently.
Go. Well, the one that I mentioned, like bringing it up in the first place, it was the only time where I've sort of seen like dirty winter. Like,
yes.
Dirty winter.
Which we're used to here in Thunder Bay.
Yeah, you know, all the snow is brown, it's gross.
I have an uncle, we nickname him that.
Dirty winter.
You're dirty winter.
Uncle Dirty.
Okay.
But it's like, it's cool to see, like, you know, it is nice to see winter books, and it is nice to see the snow, especially, you know, like being somewhere where we are, where it's winter 5 months out of the year, I'd say?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or more.
But you never see that, like, oh, gross winter.
It's never pretty, lovely.
That's exactly how we live most of the time in the winter here. It's not, you know, occasionally it's like, oh, it's nice. Like, it just snowed and everything's white and cool looking. Otherwise, it's just, some trucks have been digging up some crap and spraying
although
everywhere.
I guess having
all day long.
Sloppy gray.
Yeah.
You're like, what is that? To draw that?
You know what?
That color
actually
that?
Sloppy gray, my nickname.
What's up, Sloppy Gray?
It's a weird coincidence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Any other ones?
Like I said, I had a hard time thinking of many. There's been a couple of X-Men ones but that was the one that stuck out to me. A handful of Spider-Man ones.
Oh, and again, like, those Spider-Man ones are very, like I said, it's very much like, it's like, oh, here's a story which is in the winter, and then after that, it's basically just summertime. Yeah. Like, it's...
It has to be the...
Fight Mysterio, like, 20 minutes ago in the winter? It's like, no, that was months ago. Like, I've been doing stuff.
Marvel New York is apparently in Florida or something.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's all El Nino.
Yeah.
Or not El Nino, whatever.
Global warming's way, way farther ahead.
The Chinook. Oh, there was an Archie book that was in winter.
Oh.
But they went to the Calgary Olympics, and there was a Chinook. So, you know, they didn't have to draw much snow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess we've reached the end of this one.
Well, let's wait for the timer.
Dear listeners, if you have any other examples, feel free to share them in response to this at some, I don't know, on the internet somewhere, I guess. It takes a lot to make a stew. A pinch of salt and laughter too. A scoop of kids to add the spice.
Riding out the rest of the time. Too much time.
Too much time. Too many cold.
Alright, well.
Alright.
See you tomorrow.
Do more winter comics. Do it.
They should have like one comic that's all winter.
Oh. Only winter.
Oh,
White House?
Oh, wait.
Or whatever it was called?
Sheltered.
Oh, it's an image.
It's all winter. It's all winter.
Hey, we
it's
did
all
it.
It's been
we
so
did
far.
It.
We did it after the music, which is the best part.
Yeah, but
the
yeah.
I mean, there have been.
Yeah, but it's written by Canadians, although they live in Vancouver.
Of course it was, of course.
So I don't know if they're Canadians or not. But
they don't get snow.
Yeah.
All right, well, all right. See you tomorrow. Bri loves you.
Bye.
I do. But not you, Vancouver. No, I do, though.